And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour starting now. And Michigan is asking counties to participate in a statewide tornado drill at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, March 18th, as part of Severe Weather Awareness Week. Huron, Tuscola, and Sanilac counties will each be participating in the statewide drill, which is part of the Michigan State Police Emergency Management and Homeland Security Division. Because Michigan's weather is so unpredictable, each year municipalities throughout the state develop a schedule for testing tornado warning sirens. The test helps ensure sirens are functioning properly when needed, and if inclement weather happens at the time of the scheduled siren test, the test will be canceled in order to avoid confusion. The drill is an excellent opportunity for families, schools, and businesses to practice their emergency plans and enhance their readiness for a severe weather event. A 62-year-old man is facing multiple criminal charges in connection with the fatal shooting of a man at a residence in southern Tuscola County early Thursday morning. David Lizik, 62, was arraigned Friday on 11 criminal charges in the alleged shooting and killing of a man at a residence in Waterton Township near the border of Tuscola and Lapeer counties. The most serious charge filed against Lizik is discharging a firearm in or at a building causing a death. If found guilty, the maximum penalty could be a life sentence. The case started when sheriff deputies responded to the report of a shooting in the 9700 block of Willits Road. When they arrived on scene, they found Stanley Schmidt, 65, deceased from a gunshot wound, and Lizik there. Lizik was arrested and taken into custody to be housed at the jail. And because the shooting incident is still under investigation, there's a possibility that more charges could be filed against him. And authorities have arrested one of two women wanted in connection with a large-scale animal cruelty investigation in Flint Township. Investigators had been searching for Kim and Brenda Shires after officers rescued more than 60 dogs and discovered nearly 30 dead animals inside of a home last month. The investigation continued in the weeks following the discovery as detectives worked to locate the two suspects. On Thursday, March 12th, Flint Township detectives asked the Grand Rapids Police Department to check an address linked to Brenda Shires. Officers located her within about an hour and took her into custody. She was later turned over to Flint Township detectives and booked into the Genesee County Jail. Shires appears in court March 13th, where she was arraigned on felony charges and given a $150,000 bond. Meanwhile, authorities say the search is ongoing for Kim, who investigators believe may have left Michigan for Tennessee in an effort to avoid prosecution. Anyone with information about her whereabouts is asked to contact Crime Stoppers of Flint in Genesee County or reach out to Detective Lopez at 810-600-3250. Officials say the investigation remains active as they continue pursuing charges in the case involving dozens of rescued and deceased animals. And we will be right back with some national news after this brief PSA.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
And we're back with some national news for you. J.P. Morgan Chase is moving to sell over $30 billion in leveraged buyout debt as market jitters increased due to the Middle East war. The bank is looking to clear its books of junk bonds and loans used to fund major corporate buyouts. The sale includes debt related to the acquisitions of Electronic Arts Incorporated, and Sealed Air Corps, Analysts suggest this is a defensive move to maintain liquidity in an increasingly unpredictable global financial environment. And the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case regarding the constitutionality of state-level residency requirements for remote workers. The case could redefine how states tax and regulate employees who live in one state but work for a company in another. Legal experts say the ruling will have massive implications for the post-2020 labor market, and a decision is expected by the end of the summer term, potentially affecting millions of American digital nomads. And we will be right back after another brief PSA with some national or international news.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualct.
And we're back with some international news. The Pakistani military launched airstrikes against bases in Afghanistan today, following a warning from the Afghan president that a red line had been crossed. The strikes targeted groups that Pakistan claims are responsible for cross-border terror attacks, and the escalation has raised fears of a broader regional conflict in South Asia. International observers are calling for restraint as both nations mobilize troops along the Durand Line. And from the Federal Reserve to the Bank of Japan, central banks are adjusting their forecasts as the Iranian war threatens global energy prices. Interest rate hikes are now being priced in for the UK and Eurozone later this year to counter potential inflation. The banks of Japan note that the volatility in oil markets is particularly challenging for resource-poor nations, and global markets remained on edge as the duration of the Strait of Hormuz blockade remains unknown. And that was your news for this hour. We do have one obituary to read for you. David, Dave, a hacker of Elkton, age 89, passed away peacefully on Thursday, March 12th, 2026, at McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. Dave was born on February 9th, 1937 in Bad Axe, and he met Janet K. Anderson, who he would later marry, on September 19th, 1959. Dave is survived by his wife of over 66 years, Janet Hacker. His children, Larry, Denise, Jeff, Don, Chris, as well as 14 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren, and in accordance with Dave's wishes, cremations to take place. A celebration of life for Dave will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, March 21st, 2026 at Harvest Church, 1365 South Van Dyke Road, Bad Axe. The family will be present to share food and memories at the church's fellowship hall following the service. Memorials may be made to Harvest Church, and the family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford's Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordsfuneralhome.com. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries.